This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not often you get to talk about catfish noodling on a business program, sticking your hand down in those holes those guys swim in and hoping they bite you. But talk about it, we did last time we had Townsend Kaiser on the program. He's a catfish farmer in Greensboro, Alabama, who was suffering in the Midwest drought and getting some help from the government last time we talked this past summer. Mr. Kaiser, it is good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai. How are you today?
I'm all right, thanks. So listen, last time we talked, back in August, we were asking about that $10 million from the Department of Agriculture to help out with the catfish industry.
Yes, sir.
How was your late summer and early fall? How'd it go for you?
It went a lot better.
Good.
In West Alabama, we got a little bit more rain, which helped us a good bit. Some of the other areas in our state didn't fare as well, but we've gotten a lot more rain, and our area is doing a lot better. A lot of agriculture in our area is doing a lot better.
So that $10 million from the Department of Agriculture helped you out a little bit.
It helped a whole lot move some of our product out and helped us a considerable bit. Yes, sir.
You know, last time we talked, you were worried about grain. And first of all, I was surprised that catfish eat grain, but you were talking about how expensive it is. Has it gotten more expensive since the drought?
Yes, sir, it has. It is. The prices have somewhat stabled, but we hope that they will fall a little bit in the U.S. market to help lower our cost of production. Agriculture is a very tightly knit group across this country, and when things happen in certain areas, they affect the whole nation as far as in our world of agriculture.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been very crucial to have good crops in the Midwest, good grain crops in the Midwest.
How much grain do you go through in, say, I don't know, a month to feed your catfish crop?
Well, it'd be easier to break it down in a year because some months we feed more than others. And in the summer, we feed more than others. But
okay,
we feed approximately 5,000 tons of feed.
Wow.
Every summer, every year.
Wow. This one's going to sound like it's completely out of left field, but do you guys give a rat's patootie about the fiscal cliff and that whole thing that Washington's talking about?
Very, very much so.
Hmm.
For several reasons. A lot of it has to do with the taxes, as you can imagine, and a lot of middle-class working people in this area can't afford to pay any more taxes. It takes a lot of capital and a lot of things to have an operation of any size. And when you start playing with those numbers, it really starts to affect what farmers and their children can be able to do in the future.
Last time we talked, you mentioned you had 18 people. I think that's the number, 18 people working for you. Have you been able to keep them employed even as business has slowed?
Yes, sir, we have. We're doing the best we can. We have continued to keep them employed, and we're finding good things for everybody to do, and it's picking up a little bit. We hope that we can continue to and hope to hire a few more folks beginning of next year, maybe.
Townsend Kaiser, he does catfish in Greensboro, Alabama. Mr. Kaiser, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you, too, Kai. You have a nice day.
All right, I will.